Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This is Stuart Venner. I tell it as I see it, and I see it as it is.
It was interesting, but it was also stupid.
The opinions expressed by Stuart Venner are not necessarily the views of this station, and should be regarded as rantings of a very sick, perverted mind.
This is Stuart Venner. I want to welcome you to this week's show. We've got a great lineup of guests in store for you. We're speaking to Sadie Katz and Mark Jones. They've written and she's acting in a new movie called Scorned. It's a real thriller. We're also talking to Leon Cooper. He's going to tell us how one can get through the patent process. Leon is one of our greatest generation, a World War II vet. Great interview, but wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise. We're also speaking to Kelly Masterson. Kelly is a screenwriter, and his latest venture was doing the screenplay for the movie Killing Kennedy that Bill O'Reilly wrote. We also have an interview with Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson. They are sexual tantra experts, and we're going to learn about tantric sex. Patricia was an opera singer, and she learned tantra and found interest in it while she was singing, "Do me now." And last but not least, we're talking to Fred Claridge, our stock market moron. Lost $1 million in a day. Stay tuned.
The tension. We invented this.
Every time I think I'm close, you run away, you tell me no. Could it be I'm doing something wrong? I just want you to respect me and include me in your life, but perhaps I'm coming on too strong. I'm your dirty little secret, and it's time to pay the price. You were naughty, now I got you by the balls. We were careless, now I'm pregnant, and I'm gonna tell your wife. All it takes is a phone call. I'm not going to be ignored, Dad. Remember when we did it on the sink? I've got scotch and I've got brandy and there's vodka. Take your pick.
Cut this shit, will you?
Have a drink.
Just cut it!
I'm not going to be ignored, Dad. And though I haven't had much luck with men, you're my guest and I'm your host, so let's get started. Cause at the very least, I'd like us to be friends. And if you leave, I'll try to kill myself again.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
Your career, your reputation, you have everything to lose. All I ask is you acknowledge I exist. We were meant to be together. You can feel it in the air. You can feel it in the blood that's on my wrists. You're a motherfucking faggot. Wait, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Are you wondering if I've really got the gall? First you treated me like garbage. Now I'm forcing you to choose. All it takes is a phone call. Our affair was a slice of good fortune. You're blowing this out of proportion. I'm not gonna catch an abortion. And I'm not going to be ignored, Dad. You'll never ever scrape me off your shoe. If you're too afraid to fuck me, you can hit me. Neither one will have fun up to you.
Cut this shit, will you?
I'm not going to be ignored, Dad. And now it's time to grow a spine and be a man. Cause I'm not your little whore. If you leave me, then it's war. Don't you dare walk out the door. I've got so much more in store. I'm not going to be ignored.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I've got two great guests on the line. We're speaking to Mark Brown and Sadie Katz. Mark is quite a prominent writer, director, producer, and he did the movie Leprechaun, which was a real scary film. And now we're going to talk about a new movie that's coming out called Scorned, in which Sadie is going to be the star in it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. I think you mispronounced it's Mark Jones, by the way.
I'm sorry, Mark.
I think you said Mark Brown, but that's okay. He's a good guy, Mark Brown.
I don't know him, but I like you. Well, I like bald-headed guys, because I'm bald, too.
Thank you,
I like
your
haircut. Of course, Sadie's really a lot prettier. I'd rather talk to her.
I would rather talk to Sadie myself, so.
Mark, tell us a little bit about Scorned. I saw the trailer, and it scared the hell out of me.
Well, it scared me when I watched it, so hopefully everyone else will feel that way. It's a little bit of misery meets fatal attraction with young people. It's kind of a twisted movie, a girl gets her boyfriend for the weekend and finds out he's been cheating and ties him up and gets the girl he's been cheating on and brings her over and wow. kind of has fun for the weekend with him.
Wow, it's kind of like Misery a little bit too, but except with a pretty actress.
We exactly, and another girl added to the element. I thought it's maybe time to pay an homage to Misery, and I guess that was done around 1990 or something.
It's an
so
old
it's been a while.
One. But this really looks good. I can't wait to see it myself. Mark, tell us a little bit about some of the other films and other things that you've done. I know you've had a lot of credits.
Well, you know, I think Leprechaun is one that people probably know, and they've done five sequels on that picture, and they're doing a reboot. I also did a kind of a horror movie, Rumpelstiltskin. So I've been in the horror genre for a while, and I think this picture is actually a little different break for me and getting together with Sadie to write this thing. It's a little different kind of movie. It's more of a thriller than an out-and-out horror movie with little monsters,
right.
even though our lead, Annalyn McCorn, is a monster, but not in real life.
It's probable. I mean, it's something that could actually happen in a bizarre situation.
Yes, yes. Unlike leprechauns, but then some people think leprechauns can actually happen, so.
Well, the Irish drink too much, they might think that.
Exactly.
Sadie, tell us a little bit about your career.
Well, Mark and I have written, this is the second screenplay we've written together and the first that we've sold together. And I've also been involved in the horror world. I just did House of Bad was released, a film that I starred in, actually. I've been acting. It was just released in December, and that's doing really well. And I also did Chavez, Page of Glory, and Nipples and Palm Trees. So I'm kind of floating around in that world, and now I'm continuing to write, and I'm directing a documentary right now about kind of a party girl's quest for Bill Murray, which is fun. It's a sort of Eat, Pray, Love with a twist.
Sounds really good. Now the movie Scorn, is it going to be a feature in the theaters, or how can people see it?
Scorn right now, they have a new formula for these pictures, and they go, this has come out on VOD. The DVDs are out. It's also on iTunes and Xbox. It's sort of now people with big screen, high def televisions are sort of able to see the same quality in movie theaters, and the smaller pictures. It's a better venue to sort of go out directly on VOD and all the platforms, and that's where we are. We came out a week ago, so we're available. I know we're in all the stores, Amazon. Obviously, you can get the DVDs. We're in Walmart and Best Buys, etc.
Well, I think so, we're doing it the right way. I know I don't go to the movies anymore since I have my big television. I can get anything I want and see on it.
AMFM247.com, the best of talk and music 24/7. Pre-recorded talk shows, multiple hour show opportunities are available. Weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly spots are available. You can sell your commercials in your time block and keep 100% of the earnings. 2-month free trial available. March and April of 2014 will cost you absolutely nothing. After that, there's a monthly fee with no term contracts. Show packages start at $150 a month after your free 2-month period. We can help you prep your talk show for iHeartRadio if you're not currently on it. We use our top-rated public relations firm to promote your program. We create you a landing page on the website for you to promote the program, current guests, and show news. We can submit your show to iHeartRadio and manage all the ins and outs for you. That's AMFM247.com. That's AMFM247.com.
Was the age
age of Queen Victoria's, a period notorious, so many brand new goods we did create. Our list is long and glorious, though I don't intend to bore you, was a time of great invention.
Was it really? What did we invent then?
Well, I'm just about to mention, drumroll please, let's raise the tension. We invented this music hall.
Is that all?
Well, a chap called Henry Bessemer invented molten steel, which led to other chaps creating the automobile, which led to petrol, tires and bikes, so all that was required was road, so concrete came and tarmac thought up too.
You're hired!
Oh, concrete, tarmac, steel,
the automobile,
seal of rubber wheel,
such inventive zeal,
still there's plenty to reveal.
Victorian brains worked overtime to come up with ideas.
We invented light bulbs.
Nice one.
Cheers.
Typewriters and radios, now news was fast conveyed. Hello.
A telephone was no good till a second phone was made. Hello.
Our inventors did not snooze.
Always had another ruse.
The latest flushing loos.
Films that did amuse.
Flashbulb cameras to use.
What a picture, what a picture.
Vacuum cleaners, toilet paper, postboxes and stamps.
Toilets, aspirin, anesthetics, locks, electric lamps.
Sewing machines, x-rays, comics, ice cream in a pot.
Easter eggs and rockets.
We invented the whole lot. Oh, hang on, there's more. Trains and lines and bridges and the underground as well.
Paddles, steamers, prams and disinfectant for their smell.
Sterile doctor's instruments, one last unmentioned brand. Victorians invented the world's first conveyor band.
Cuddly toy.
Invented 1902, the year after Victoria died.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I've got a really interesting and fascinating guest on the line. We're speaking to Leon Cooper. Leon is the writer of a book helping inventors find their way through the patent jungle. But Leon himself has quite an amazing story. He's written a number of books. He's done some television documentaries. He's a World War II vet. I'll let him tell you a little more about him. Leon, thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Leon, tell us a little bit about your experience. You must be about the age of what my father was. You're in from World War II era?
Well, I'm kind of ancient.
Well, you're the... What is the greatest generation?
But I'm still writing actually in the process of getting funding together for another documentary. I produced one a few years ago, which has had good success. But more recently, since I was active as an inventor for a number of years after I got out of the service, I saw I read a speech that a guy who was the chief judge of the appeals court in Washington, the court that hears patent office appeals, he had taken the patent office to task. The term he used is dysfunctional, and quite appropriately, because compared with Tom Edison, when he was an inventor, took about 6 months before Edison got one of his many patents. Currently, it's anywhere from 3 to 5 years, and depending upon the product, it may be as many as 7 years.
Well, are the people protected?
Can they be protected
with a patent pending?
He does, because fewer than 50% of all applicants get their patents, so it's not an easy road. It's hardly a song and dance. It's a rocky road full of all kinds of pitfalls.
It is,
and that's why I decided to write this book, because I had been there. I know how to navigate the jungle that an inventor hopefully will find as a way of getting to his patent. So. That's the reason for my book. The book is on sale in all major bookstores on $10.
That's reasonable.
I'm delighted to be on your show.
Well, I'm really
to help people,
thrilled to have you.
Gain a patent. our nation, which of course is the seat of technology for many years, and hopefully we will continue to do so despite the hindrances that the patent office offers, and also despite the fact a number of sharks circling in the water when you apply and after you get it, so they're even worse.
I imagine that's true. Are you protected with a patent pending? I was trying to find that out. What protection does that give you?
I'm sorry?
If you have a patent pending, you see that on many products.
You have a patent pending only if you have one.
Right.
If you play a game with the Department of Justice and say you have a patent pending when in fact you don't, you're in for some pretty...
Well, sure, that would be criminal.
Very heavy fine.
But if you have applied for your...
Of saying patent pending, unless you truly do have one.
Right, if you truly do, then you do have protection, don't you?
Yeah, there are a lot of guys out there who think that if they put patent pending, even if they don't, then the Department of Justice will drop in on them and give them a pretty bad time.
I would think they deserve it. Tell me, you were in the Battle of Tarawa, is that right?
Well, that was one of my many. I was in six major battles during my 3 years in the Pacific. My job was a landing craft officer, bringing assault troops into the Japanese island stronghold, starting with Tarawa and winding up with Iwo Jima.
Fascinating. My father was part of the Flying Tigers. He was in China
for a long time. Great group of guys. I have highest admiration for them. Wonderful guys.
Yeah, my father was there. He was assigned, actually, to Chiang Kai-shek. He had some good stories, rest his soul. Leon, you're an amazing man. You've done two documentaries, three documentaries. How many have you done?
Well, I've done one documentary.
One documentary.
And,
okay.
I'm trying to get funding together to produce another documentary. The first one is about the Battle of Tarawa, and the second one will be about the battles of New Guinea. If that film comes off, arrangements have been made for me to meet with. A Japanese soldier who was in one of the major battles during his time in New Guinea, and he spent after he got out of the service, he decided because he felt guilty with all the guys that had been killed during that of Japan had been killed. He decided to go back there and try to. Find the remains of some of his comrades.
Interesting. And you're so active, even at your age.
He's kind of a nut. I'm not that bad, but the reason produced my film is because there are tens of thousands of guys who still lie where they fell, and their remains have never been recovered.
I know that. And you have
documented the fact that there are hundreds of guys whose remains still lie in that tiny island, 1943, and their next of kin still don't know anything more than the fact that they're simply missing in action.
Well, Leon, you're also president of a 501c3 charity about the MIAs and trying to help find these remains, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's my mission. My kids think I'm nuts. They're probably right.
You know what? I think you're a mensch. You're a good guy, and you're doing good things. And you're certainly active. You've got to be in your 90s, I would imagine.
Well, anyway, getting back to the patent problem.
Yes, the patent problem.
As we talk, there are over 600,000 applications waiting to be... read by a patent examiner the first time. Over 600,000, you know, that's unforgivable.
That's a lot of documents. So your book again is Find
Hopefully my book will show those who are interested in the patent game how to get one.
So I urge everyone to get Leon Cooper's
damn
book.
Sure, before you make application, that you're prepared for all of the hard knocks you're going to get.
You're very loquacious. You're a very intelligent man. So again, your book is finding help the inventors find their way through the patent jungle, right?
That's right.
And it's Leon Cooper. You can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just about everywhere, and it's not too expensive. And if you're an inventor, I think this is the Bible. You really need this. Leon, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
The finest this world has ever seen, and there the placed upon his grave the bright eternal flame. Here was the man who did so much and he had so much to do. When trouble sparked in Cuba, the Red Sea would subdue. For civil rights, for Negroes, the battle he would win. His was the voice of Dixie, Vietnam and Berlin. The crowds, they go to Arlington to pray beside his grave. For he died for peace and freedom, the universe to save. God grant to you eternal rest, brave John F. Kennedy. Had you lived to serve us longer, what wonders we would see.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I've got a really great guest on the line. We're speaking to Kelly Masterson. Kelly is a screenwriter and a very accomplished screenwriter. And his latest venture right now is he's written the screenplay for Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing Kennedy. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Stuart. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. So you're not no relation to Bat.
No, I don't think so. Sometimes I claim it.
That was a good show, though. I liked it as a kid. Kelly, tell us about this book. Now, you've done a lot of screenplays, but you've done this one for Bill O'Reilly's Killing Kennedy. That must have been a hard one to do.
It was. It was quite a challenge. From the get-go, I always thought that it would be easy for me because I've been a history buff and a Kennedy fan for so many years and thought I knew everything there was to know.
Sure.
But I will tell you, once I got into the process, a couple weeks in, I was just scared to death because of the enormity of the project, because of the responsibility of trying to get the story right, of trying to get the character of JFK right. It was really a bit overwhelming. But luckily, I sort of stuck with it and came out the other side and produced a screenplay that I'm very proud of, and we've made a movie that I think is terrific.
I haven't read his book, but I certainly want to see the movie. Did Oswald do it?
I believe Oswald did it. You know, it's interesting that you say that, because when I went into the project, I don't know that I would have said that. I've always been a bit of a conspiracy theorist, but one of the things I learned along the way is that any of those potential conspirators, the mob or the expatriate Cuban community or whatever,
right,
had wanted to choose a co-conspirator, a patsy to use, probably the last person they ever would have used would be Lee Harvey Oswald, because he was so terribly unstable, he was such a loner, would have been terribly hard to control. So I think at the end of the day, I've come around to believe that Lee Harvey Oswald did it.
So then the Warren Commission was, and you feel, correct in their findings?
I think they made a lot of mistakes. I think there's a lot of holes,
yeah.
There's a lot of questions and mysteries, but I think with the basic fact of Lee Harvey Oswald being in that window on that day and firing at President Kennedy, I do believe that's true.
Very interesting. Now, who's going to be appearing in the movie? I think they've already cast it, haven't they?
Yes, it stars Rob Lowe as JFK and a wonderful young actor making a breakthrough performance by the name of Will Rothar, playing Lee Harvey Oswald.
Interesting. Does he look a little like him?
He does look a little like him. Uh-huh. And I would also say that of Rob Lowe. We had some wonderful makeup people that sort of did a few things with his hair and teeth and helped him along the way. But the thing that really makes that work, I think, is Rob's performance. He did so much research. He worked so very hard on the accent and on the mannerisms. And certainly I know, being on set, there were times when he fooled me. I'd turn around and think, there's John F. Kennedy right there.
Well, he is a very, very good actor, and I think it's going to be a number one movie, and hopefully you're going to make a lot of money.
Well, thank you. Yes, we had a great deal of success. It aired last November on the National Geographic Channel at the 50th anniversary of the assassination, and it is out this week on Blu-ray and DVD.
That is great. I know there's good money in screenwriting, so I'm you obviously must be really good to have been picked for this.
Thank you. It is true that there can be good money in screenwriting. I sort of cut my teeth by being a very poor playwright for 25 years.
Really?
So this is my reward.
Have you done anything in situation comedies or TV shows?
No, I've never written situation comedies. I'm not particularly funny. But I have written a couple of television shows. In addition to this one, I have a series that I'm writing for ABC that hopefully will be on the air next year.
That is really good. You know, I went to Beverly Hills High School, and I actually went to school with Dina and Nora Ephron.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And their father, I think, wrote everything back in those days.
Yes.
Now, tell a little bit more. You've had some other very successful hits. You had another movie, I guess it was, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Yes, correct. That was my first movie. That was my big break.
Uh-huh.
Got lucky enough to have a movie directed by Sidney Lumet. It was his final movie, and he did a terrific job on it, and got to work with a terrific cast. One member who we are mourning this week, Philip Seymour Hoffman, was my lead in that movie.
Oh, was he?
Tragic loss that we're all going through.
It was.
Now.
And you've also done Good People, is that right?
Yes, it's a movie that will be out this year, hopefully during the summer, starring James Franco and Kate Hudson, called Good People, based on a book by Marcus Seki.
Well, Kelly, you've got a great career, and you obviously must be really good in what you do, and I can't wait to see the movie Killing Kennedy, because I like O'Reilly anyway. He's a little bit of an egomaniac, probably hard to work with, I would imagine.
You know, I found that he was quite easy to work with.
I come
from the opposite end of the political spectrum, so it was, you know, with a little bit of trepidation that I went into the project. But we both shared a great love and affinity for President Kennedy, and that's what we shared and worked on, and hopefully is able to be seen on screen.
Kelly, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Again, we've been speaking to Kelly Masterson, a screenwriter and a very talented and successful man. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
AMFM247.com, the best of talk and music 24/7. Pre-recorded talk shows, multiple hour show opportunities are available. Weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly spots are available. You can sell your commercials in your time block and keep 100% of the earnings. 2-month free trial available. March and April of 2014 will cost you absolutely nothing. After that, there's a monthly fee with no term contracts. Show packages start at $150 a month after your free 2-month period. We can help you prep your talk show for iHeartRadio if you're not currently on it. We use our top-rated public relations firm to promote your program. We create you a landing page on the website for you to promote the program, current guests, and show news. We can submit your show to iHeartRadio and manage all the ins and outs for you. That's AMFM247.com. That's AMFM247.com.
Stopping me, I'm burning through the sky, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. and a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you want to have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
Cause I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
now. Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload.
Sonic man out of you.
Don't
stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me
try
now.
Try to have a good time.
Don't stop
yes,
me now.
I'm having a good time.
I don't wanna stop at
folks, welcome back to the show. I have a great guest online. Actually, we have a pair of guests. We're speaking to Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson, and they are going to talk about tantric sex, sexuality, and all the kind of things that I like to talk about. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for having us on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So this is not Masters and Johnson, this is Michaels and Johnson.
Exactly, Michaels and Johnson. Yeah, and we're excited because our book, Partners in Passion, A Guide to Great Sex, Emotional Intimacy, and Long-Term Love, is just hot off the press.
Well, that sounds like a really great book. I can't wait to read it, being the pervert that I am. I love things like that. Tell me, I was reading a little bit about your bio. Patricia, you found all of this tantric sex when you were an opera singer.
Well, I started reading about it and studying it when I was early in my college years, because I really felt that I was starting to tap into some of the profound aspects of sexuality, and I wanted to find out if there was technology and ways to tap and really delve
That's
into
very
that
cool.
deeply.
So when you have your sex now, do you sing like, "Do me, do me"?
No, actually not.
No, it's kind of more like do each other. And one of the things in Tantra really is that the partners in a tantric sexual interaction, each one is there to take the other one higher. So our attitude really in interacting together is always about more service than do me.
So this isn't swinging. This is actually interaction with the couple.
Well, you know, it's the attitude behind any sort of sexual encounter, any way
right.
you like to have sex, that makes it have the tantric quality. So we really, there's no hierarchical, dogma around the type of sexual activities consensual adults choose
that
to have.
Sense. Do you have workshops?
Yes, we do.
Everybody,
we're actually on a very
naked?
Heavy West Coast tour right now. And we'll be on the West Coast through the middle of March doing
That's
both
cool.
Workshops and book signings and basic presentations.
In
but we
workshops.
Have an exciting couples
yes.
weekend getaway scheduled in Charlottesville, North Carolina. At
Virginia.
Virginia,
uh-huh.
sorry. Charlottesville, Virginia at the Mark Addy Inn on March 19th or 21st through the 23rd.
Well, that's very good. Is everybody naked?
No, this won't be that type of workshop.
That's a shame.
So.
Do you have
But
those
we teach to all different types of groups. I mean, we've taught to very, very, very conservative groups. We've taught at BDSM events. We've taught at swinger events. We have material that wherever you are sexually, you can use to your benefit.
Do you watch them and coach people a little bit to tell them what they're doing wrong?
We have at times, yes.
Yeah, but what we really wanted couples to do is to focus on what they're doing right and really expand from what feels fabulous in the present moment. So we don't tend to look at negative aspects. We tend to be very positive in our teaching.
Well, that's good.
Which is one of the things about our book, our newest book in particular, that I think is great. And it's not per se a tantra book. It's really a book for people, anyone who wants to be in a relationship or is in one. And unlike kind of the couples therapy model, which looks at where the problems are, we went to couples who are having great sex and have been in long-term relationships and tried to tap into what works for them.
Well, that's very good. And do you demonstrate it? Do you have sex for people to watch?
No.
You don't have to. There's ways for people to really learn this.
I told you I'm a pervert. I mean, what can I say?
what we do have is we have a DVD series in which we do, it's put out by the Alexander Institute. One is called Tantric Sex Secrets, and the other is called Tantric Sexual Massage for Lovers. And in those, they are explicit, and we do actually teach a couple in real time. For those people who are more able to learn by observation, that's an option.
Well, that's good for me. See, I always felt that a dirty mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tap into your dirty mind. I mean, that's the source of really finding more pleasure and expanding your wellness of being in life.
Well, I think you two are great. Tell us again about the book that you've written and how people can get it and read it.
Okay, well, our current book is called Partners in Passion, A Guide to Great Sex, Emotional Intimacy, and Long-Term Love.
And they can find it on our website, www.michaelsandjohnson.com. They can also learn about our couples retreat at the Mark Addy Inn there. And
It's available through all of the other usual channels. Your local bookstore is great if you can get them to order it. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, women-owned sex shops around the country are carrying it as well.
And it's also available in ebook.
Well, I think that is great. So everybody, get that book, get your sex better, learn how to do it the right way, sing opera when you're doing it. Right?
Well, make noise, for sure. Make noise.
Yes.
Too many people try to be silent.
No, I think noise is great.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. You were great.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Fred was a little special. Fred was kind with good intent. but just a little different. Oh, special friend. Mama dropped him on his head. Now he's not so bright instead. He's a little bit special.
Folks, welcome back to the show. We have our weekly segment with Fred Claridge. Now, if you're lucky enough to have $1 million, Fred can show you how to lose it in one day like he did. Fred, the stock market moron, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Stuart. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, again, the same question I ask every week. How did you do in the market this last week?
Well, you know, yesterday was really a great day. It was President's Day. The market didn't open, so I wasn't able to do anything.
So you couldn't lose any money.
Well, I tried, though. I T-voted one of the good days and made believe the market was open. But you know what? I still had a bad day.
So how did your portfolio do for the week?
The portfolio actually started to go up, but it's something, there's an old saying that defecation floats. And my portfolio was so bad that it actually started to float on water.
Well, that's good. You know, maybe it's just an aberration. You're making a little money.
Well, again, now, I have to remind you, it's on paper.
Well, that's what they always say, it's on paper.
It ain't over till the fat lady sings, with me being the male version of the fat lady.
Fred, tell me, what do you recommend? Do you have any hot tips for everybody?
I got a great one today. A company called ENSCO. It's ESV, New York Stock Exchange. It pays a dividend that yields about 6%, which is pretty good for a stock.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's an oil drilling company. It's a British company. And you know what they say about that, Stuart? The old saying is, what was it? Again, it's dress British, think Yiddish. So stick with us, folks. We know what we're talking about.
Well, if you buy that British stock, do you have to get your teeth fixed?
Well, you just have to use that silly accent.
Oh, okay.
But it's called ENSCO ESV. It's trading to about $51 a share. It's in an area of what are called oil drillers. These are the guys similar to what happened in the Gulf Coast. They do the deep sea drilling.
Okay.
And the entire industry is on its fanny right now. And I mean, all of these drilling companies are down. But this is one that pays you to wait. You get a nice dividend. Now, of course, what you have to remember, dividends can always be cut.
Well, let me ask you the big question, Fred. Did you buy it?
I do. I tried to buy it this morning, but I undershot it, and they wouldn't give it to me, which is even a more bullish sign, ladies and gentlemen. I missed it. There was another stock that I sat in for 2 years called Teva Pharmaceutical. I finally got out at 38, and I released it. Remember that song, Please Release Me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I released Teva, and it's 45 today. And George Soros listed it as his number one position.
Well, I recommend everyone out there buy Teva. Fred sold it. You should buy it. And this other one, it's as good as it sounds, the petroleum company. Fred's buying it, so I'd be very scared about going in with him.
You know, you just, Stuart, you just set up a brilliant trade. It's called Fred Claridge's Moron Spread. It's an arbitrage where you just reverse what I did and do them together. And you're almost guaranteed that you'll make the spread. And that's what I do a lot with my cheeks. You'll do very well if you follow up on that.
Fred, thanks again for coming on. We'll talk to you next week and see how you did with your oil stock.
It's the highlight of my week. Thanks, Stuart.
Don't know why you'd run.
what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I've been walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
This is Stuart Venner. I really want to thank you for tuning into this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. If you want to find out more, talk with us, or make suggestions for topics or guests, then follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Stuart Venner or Facebook at facebook.com/Stuart Venner's World. Remember, you can hear all of our shows and see what's new at stuartvenner.com. If you want to hear the Stuart Venner Show in your own area, contact your local radio station and request us. In fact, hound them. Tune in next week for more amazing guests and stories. Thank you.
I wet myself.
Aren't you ashamed?
Good night, until we meet again. Adios, au revoir, I'll be the same.